I'm Dr. G, and for the past 10 years of my life, I've been passionate about all things holistic healing. I've been committed to healing myself and others from the inside out by incorporating some of the most effective modalities for healing the mental, the emotional, and the physical. I've learned that they give us the opportunity to be our most authentic and powerful selves. Heal Thyself is a show dedicated to just that. Today's show is going to be incredible, and I say it every week. Of course I do, because it is incredible. Knowledge bombs of digestible information to empower and create clarity on what the highest version of us looks like. Product reviews to provide informed consent so you can buy the safest and best products out there. Better than the first two that I spoke about, and you're getting other B vitamins, which are energizing, right? Get off of it. Throw it away. And special guest segments with some of the brightest and most elite minds in their field.
So what is that like on my nervous system? 6 hours of holding that emotion.
Here's the earth. Here's the mechanisms and mechanics of an earth when it breathes. We would think much different about that asthma patient that shows up.
All to create change in all the parts that make you, you, so we can start healing ourselves and each other. Sleep is one of the most important interventions for health. It is a pillar, and that's why I was so excited to work with Birch Living Mattress. So usually I'm a light sleeper, and as far as my sleep history, I'm usually tossing and turning with any sound. Birch is an amazing company. They have a premium mattress in a box, and they make sleep products that are stylish, comfortable, and environmentally conscious. My mattress by Birch is organic, non-toxic, and made right here in America. It's made of 4 materials straight from nature: organic latex, organic cotton, American steel, and New Zealand wool. I've had the Birch mattress for 3 weeks now, and I love that it's a top quality mattress that I'm sleeping on. It's natural, organic, non-toxic. So once you get your Birch mattress, you're going to get 3 months to decide if you love it. And if you don't, they're going to come to your front door and pick it up. Birch mattress will come straight to your front door for free in the U.S. and it'll come rolled up in a box. You can click my link or visit birchliving.com/heal thyself, and you're going to get $200 off of your Birch mattress plus 2 free pillows. Before we get into today's show, I want to talk about our partnership with Ned, an amazing company. I want to really talk about something in particular, and that's sleep disorders. Just here in America, at least 50 million people suffer from sleep disorders. And unfortunately, what you see is the prescription of sleeping pills, which help people sleep better, but in turn can make them addicted over time. That's a big problem. So what I love about the Ned Sleep blend is it's natural, it's consistent, and it's going to help you get a deeper sleep. So you're sleeping longer and, of course, waking up more refreshed, more rejuvenated. This particular product blends CBN, which is more unique to a lot of these hemp products. This one in particular is a powerful cannabinoid that helps promote sleep. If you haven't heard about CBN before, it's the cannabis compound that occurs as the plant ages over time. Now, in the past, what happens, it was a throwaway byproduct, right? No one was utilizing it. And a lot of these companies on the store shelves still are not utilizing it. But it's recently been recognized as the all-natural way to get some deep, deep, deep sleep. In addition to that really unique but very potent CBN compound, it also contains 750 milligrams of CBD, and that's made from the world's purest single-source full-spectrum hemp oil and organic and wild-crafted botanicals used in traditional medicine to help foster sleep and rest and rejuvenation, all the things that you want to wake up feeling. So if you're suffering with any type of sleep disorder, talk to your doctor, but this is going to be one of my top recommendations, the Ned Sleep Blend. As a give back to you, the listener, you're going to receive 15% off of your first purchase and 20% off of your first membership purchase. Now, these memberships offer great, great perks. You include about 15% off of every purchase. So go to helloned.com/drg, enter the code at checkout. That's helloned.com/drg. You're going to get 15% off of your first one-time order or 20% off of your first subscription plus free shipping. As always, thank you, Ned. Before we get to our audience Q&A, let me just get to this Verizon in the Know moment. I'm going to highlight one of my favorite beverages across the board. It is Sound Tea. You may have seen me talk about it on my Instagram for quite a while. I'm such a believer in this company because they're doing it right. It's certified organic, completely unsweetened. right? But it creates flavors that are more fun and unique than the traditional sparkling water that you're going to see. So it has combinations like blueberry with cinnamon and hibiscus tea. This one here is chamomile, vanilla, and elderflower. Really unique flavors, but delicious and not oversaturated with sweetness like many of these sparkling teas that we see. I love that the bottles are glass and they're not utilizing plastic like many of these tea companies do too. And they're using natural organic extracts in place of natural flavors, which we know is a buzzword of concern because that can be an umbrella term for so many chemicals that are used. So you can swap this with sparkling water if you're sick of the lemon or lime. Sound is more flavorful and has really exciting alternatives. You can also use this as a non-alcoholic cocktail swap or in place of a soda or a tea. For me, the way that I drink it is throughout the day. My whole refrigerator is stocked with it. And it's really amazing stuff. I'm such a proponent of this product because, look, USDA organic, non-GMO, beautiful. This one, for example, is the sparkling green tea mint and grapefruit combination, which in itself is a unique flavor profile, but filtered sparkling water, green tea, organic, grapefruit extract, organic, minty extract, organic, and citric acid, which is coming from an organically based source. They're doing everything right. And as a bonus, when I did my show talking about PFAS, those forever chemicals that we saw in really popular sparkling beverages, well, Sound took it upon themselves to do PFAS testing for this product, and it came back zero. Amazing stuff. I'm such a fan of Sound. So if you want to check out my favorite sparkling drink ever, Sound Tea, go to intheknow.com/heal thyself. You're going to see this and other of my favorite recommendations. So without further ado, let's get to this Q&A. We have a Q&A segment from you all, the audience, and it's going to be amazing stuff. We're going to rapid fire, go through some really cool questions that you guys submitted. Thank you for doing that. And we have a close friend as a guest, my friend Ingrid Mura, Dr. Ingrid Mura. She is an orthodontist, but she's changing the whole landscape of orthodontics. So if you have a kid or you yourself are looking to shift your teeth, this episode is going to be really, really important because she's going to tell us some really big red flags that are in the industry that we really need to watch out for, and also how to go about having safe orthodontic treatment. So it's going to be so good. On top of that, we're going to talk about the importance of community and our overall health. So stay tuned. It's going to be a really good show. Let's jump into this Q&A. Audience Q&A, thank you everyone for submitting these questions. I always get a lot of really interesting questions, and choosing them is always difficult, but I really want to choose based on everyone being able to relate to it, okay? So the questions that are coming up are all questions that I felt some or all of you may relate to. Starting off, what helps with a floating stool? Okay, actually, this is really important. It's a really important sign that we need to pay attention to. Stools should normally sink, right? If they're floating, it may not be necessarily that you're absorbing fats very well, right? The fat-heavy stool is causing that floating phenomenon. So the question is there an issue with your pancreas, the exocrine function of your pancreas, those pancreatic enzymes? Are you not producing enough bile, right? What about your liver and gallbladder? Are they not producing enough bile? It's really, really important to see and look at this, right? If you have any accompanying symptoms with a floating stool, like diarrhea, trapped gas, bad smelling gas, stomach cramps, erratic bowel movements, weight loss, pale colored stools, right? If you do, you can get these organs evaluated, right? And look at the function and see if it's healthy, right? So your doctor may talk to you about digestive enzymes and liver and gallbladder or pancreatic support. But regardless, if you do fall into any of those categories of symptoms, go check with your doctor to see what's going on, okay? Recommendations for joint health. Well, what comes to mind is blood sugar management, inflammation, infection control in the body. Some things that can really help is infrared light therapy. I use the BioLite. Movement, of course, and a contrast sauna and cold therapy would be really helpful too. But really, root causes, look for your blood sugar, look at your inflammation, look at subacute infections that are going on. Have that evaluated to see what is really causing a lot of this inflammation in the joint tissue or the joint capsule, and seeing how to remove that and giving the body what it needs. All right. Is breast implant illness real? And also, can I use my breast implants in infrared sauna? These are two excellent questions, right? There's two types of breast implants, saline and silicone. Saline and silicone vary in their contents. As a rule of thumb, saline is safer than silicone. Silicone is better aesthetically. But this is actually a real good question. And there's a lot of legitimate concern behind it. Until recently, there hasn't really been a full informed consent before someone gets breast implants, right? So there's something called breast implant associated lymphoma. It's BIA-ALCL. And it's not breast cancer. It's immunological. It's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And what they're finding is this cancer is in the scar tissue or near the fluid implant, but also it metastasizes throughout the body. Now, the risk is low, but those who get it, it's aggressive. So the FDA estimates that it can be from about 1 to 3,817 to all the way to 1 to 30,000. So we don't have a really good hold on understanding how common it is, but if you do have breast implants and you have any swelling or masses near the implant, you got to get that evaluated immediately, okay? In the literature, there's very little to grab on about breast implant illness. Most of the literature actually out there says breast implants are safe, more safe than they are harmful. There was a nice quote by Dr. Oren Lerman, and I talked a little bit about this in the past, but he's a director of aesthetic and reconstructive breast surgery, and he's in a fellowship in Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, where I was born. And he was saying that there's a widespread problem in the breast implants that are continuing to baffle physicians, and we need more information about what's going on. But for me, I disagree with the doctor. It's not baffling, right? You're having a foreign substance with foreign materials in the body, and you're going to develop immunological reactions. Now, it depends on the person, but regardless if you're sensitive or not, with breast implants, you're going to have some sort of low or high grade local or systemic inflammation, right? And it's going to manifest as a multitude of generalized, seemingly unrelated symptoms in the body. But according to the FDA, up to 20% of breast implant patients have their implants removed within 8 to 10 years. So if you have breast implants, I want you to pay attention if you have had a growing amount of fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, headaches, chills, photosensitivity, meaning light is, you're really sensitive to light, chronic pain, rashes, just abnormal rashes popping up, changes in your body odor, anxiety, brain fog, sleep disruptions, depression, any mood changes, neurological issues, all of a sudden your nerves, you feel tingling or you're having sharp pains, any hormonal issues happening in the body, right? It could be directly connected to the saline or silicone textured or smooth breast implants, right? I've also seen pictures of mold growing on breast, but the lack of informed consent is the problem. Now, for better or worse, we didn't have enough information, but back in 2019, the FDA was looking to provide a black box warning on the safety of breast implants. And I think it was last year where it was finalized such that now there's a warning sticker when you get breast implants. I haven't seen it. I don't work in these offices, but that all of the informed consent is there, particularly with the lymphoma that we were talking about. And so you have full informed consent because a lot of people in the past were getting breast implants thinking they're completely safe. And a lot of doctors were believing they're safe. Now we're sort of starting to go, they might not be as safe as we thought. And that's the truth. So there's your informed consent. If you're looking to get breast implants, think about it first. Really do a lot of research into it. Look into breast implant illness. So a really good resource before I go on to the next question, The Naked Truth About Breast Implant From Harm to Healing. It was written by Dr. Susan Kolb, and she's a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. And she's talking about this really important stuff. And also healingbreastimplantillness.com. You can find an explant surgeon in your area. Do your research first if you do have breast implants before you get them out. Okay, are you doing the AquaTrue or Berkey comparison? Yes, it's done. It will be out next week, or by the time you listen to it, this week. Is titanium hardware in the body toxic? The answer is yes and no. This is used by the majority of dentists. It's considered inert, meaning it's chemically inactive. It is rare, but there are some cases where it can cause problems. The degradation of titanium surfaces, especially at high fluoride concentrations, was found. And that's through a wear and tear mechanism called biotribocorrosion. But also I'm concerned with something called oral galvanism. That's the electrical conductivity potential between metals in the mouth, right? So if you have a titanium rod on one side and then another titanium rod on the other side or another metal on the other side, saliva is an excellent conductor of electrical signals. Now, okay, what's the problem? Well, it's near the brain, right? And your brain works on electrical signals. So theoretically, it can cause a lot of disruption. It can also lead to allergies, inflammation, and autoimmune disease reactions, which dentists are reporting a lot of. So right now, I'm not necessarily a fan of titanium. There are other options out there to explore, which do have their downsides also. Ceramic and zirconium check at IAOMT.com for a biological dentist. Do you believe in diffusing essential oils? I love doing it. It can clean the air. It can act as an antimicrobial, so it can really freshen the air of a room. But really, on an antimicrobial level, it can clean the air. But you can't just diffuse any oil. If you have a pet, a lot of these oils diffused can be really toxic to pets. Tea tree oil, cinnamon, citrus, pennyroyal, peppermint, pine, sweet birch, wintergreen, ylang ylang are toxic to pets. And this is per the Coralville Animal Hospital website. But those aren't the only ones. There's other ones. So if you do have a pet and you want to diffuse, do your research and find out which essential oils are going to affect your dog's health or your cat's health or whatever, your hamster's health. Okay. I do love that doTERRA and Young Living tell you which essential oils are diffusible and which are not. So it's good because they have a little symbol on the glass, which is really important. But get yourself a good quality essential oil. Get yourself a glass diffuser, not a plastic one that is heating up. And don't do the concentrates throughout the day. So if you're on for 30 minutes, turn it off for 30 minutes. That's my take on essential oils. Best and worst coffee brands. Go back to episode 19, one of my first episodes. You're going to learn about not all coffee brands are created equal and what factors to look out for to purchase your highest quality coffee for yourself. And bonus, I go over some of my favorites. What happens if you don't remineralize your filtered water? Well, really nothing, because you should be getting most of your minerals from Whole Foods. If you're using a reverse osmosis filter, okay, it's taking out all your minerals. And I do recommend remineralizing with different whatever mineral supplement you're using for proper hydration. But don't rely on water for your mineral intake. It should be coming from really good quality food, Whole Foods. Any tip for waking up earlier in the morning? This is going to be a struggle for me too, actually a lot, but here are some tips. You can use blue blockers. Immediately after the sun goes down, you'll find yourself getting tired much quicker. Serifos, S-E-R-I-P-H-O-S. The one I use is by Interplexus. Ask your doctor about it. That's been really helpful at lowering my cortisol early on. So my melatonin pops up and I get to sleep earlier. Not eating heavy dinners has been really helpful for me. Practicing sleep hygiene. I've been taking some baths with the Prima bath bomb. That's been really nice. Cooling the room, right? Making sure when you walk into the room, it's cool. Your bed is cool. Not raising your core body temperature, so not working out really late at night. Those have been really, really helpful interventions for me for getting to sleep earlier. Blood tests to determine if you're doing well on a plant-based diet or really any diet. You can get a NutriVal test from a functional or naturopathic doctor that can show you full nutritional profile. And conventional tests can also show some improvements in your health, especially tied to diet, like protein levels, your organ health, blood cell health, but also really what you would look for is glucose, HbA1c, triglycerides, cholesterol, all of those really important markers to know you're doing well. All right, advice for Hashimoto's. A lot of people suffer from thyroid issues. Look at your gut. Look at the body for full inflammation or infections. Look at the blood sugar. Look at nutrition. Look at the environmental toxins. These are the Mount Rushmores of thyroid disease. You have to look at these. You cannot just take medication. The goal is, if you are relying on medication, that you take the least amount of medication with the biggest effect on the body, right? You have to think about cellular health. Your cells are resisting to functioning properly for a reason. They're not converting thyroid hormone efficiently. So that Mount Rushmore of reasons are something to look at and talk to your doctor, all right? How to find a mold-free rental? That's a really good question. On episode 110, I had Brian Carr of Mold Finders. He goes over exactly what to look for, and he provides you some resources when you move in. Should we give up plastic bottles and drink steel or copper or glass? Yes to giving up plastic bottles. Yes to steel. Yes to glass. I wouldn't recommend copper necessarily because it can leach copper into the water. Best supplement for vegan kids? I'm actually a big fan of Llama Naturals. They are gummies. And when I think about supplements, I think about kids responding to gummies best, but they use real fruit, no added sugar, slow cooking their ingredients. None of those sugars or syrups that are really nasty or any of that highly processed crap, and no synthetic vitamins. Best fluoride-free toothpaste. I have two. Boca and Risewell are very similar. They are both hydroxyapatite mineral-based, and 97% of our enamel is that. It acts like fluoride, but is not detrimental to our health like fluoride, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria. So those are the ones that I use. I actually jump back and forth between both. Is it safe to have a cell phone in our pocket? Not if you're a man, and we don't know yet for a woman, but certainly if you're a man, you should not have your cell phone in your pocket. Cleveland Clinic researchers a few years ago warned against this. Why? Because it affects your semen. It affects your semen quality. Semen exposed to radio frequency, the electromagnetic waves emitted from cell phones, have higher levels of damaging free radicals, lower sperm motility, right? That's the ability of your sperm to move and swim, and lower sperm viability, the percentage of live sperm, and possibly greater oxidative stress that is affecting the sperm more and more and more. So we tend to, I put my phone in my pocket, but anytime my phone is in my pocket for many years now, it's been on airplane mode. So yes, I've missed calls, I've missed text messages, but if it's in my pocket, I do not like having it on. So make sure if you do, if you're a man particularly, and we're going to learn about what it does to women's reproductive system, I think in time, but we know what it does to our sperm. So let's take care of our future children, right? How to read heavy metal COA? Good question. Love that empowered question. Love that you're asking companies for this. The ebook is coming out next month. Step-by-step directions on what to look for. Good mushroom supplement companies. Okay, Life Cycle, really, really good one that I've used in the past. We'd have the founder, Julian, on the show. Real Mushrooms, super high quality one. They do it the right way. I've talked to the founder more than a few times. Four Sigmatic is okay. Black Magic Chaga, if you really just want to use Chaga. And then Alpha Dynamics, that's a really good one, a powdered one that you can put in your smoothies in the morning or your coffee or your tea. All right, that's the audience Q&A. Thank you so much for submitting your questions. I really hope that this was helpful for you all. Now, before we get into our guest segment, I want to answer one more question. And one person did ask this, what is the best oat milk out there? And luckily, we at Heal Thyself have partnered with Willa's. It is my favorite oat milk across the board. And here's why. So Willa's is an awesome non-dairy milk. If you're unsure which one is the best or the healthiest option out there, Willa's is amazing. It's one that I've been loving lately. It was created by two sisters, Christina and Elena, who discovered that a lot of plant milks out there were advertising themselves as healthy and actually were not. So Willa's oat milk gives you the taste while maintaining the healthy, consistent, organic, and clean list of ingredients. Willa's ingredients are super easy to read, and they're not pumping their oat milk full of sugar. Also, Willa's is devoid of that highly processed oat starch. So some other oat milks out there have been proven to be heavily processed, even to the point of having a glycemic index, meaning that they're raising your blood sugar just like a can of soda. And that's my biggest concern in the oat milk industry, but not for Willa's. They're minimally processed. They're using the entire oat in the process. And it means you're getting all the protein and the prebiotic fiber that is beneficial to your body and your gut microbiome. So the way that I do it, I add it into my matcha every single morning, or if I do a mushroom coffee, I always utilize the Willa's oat milk, mix it up. It mixes beautifully. It adds some thickness. It's tasty and it's healthy. So if you want to try Willa's out, you can buy it on Amazon, or you can go to willaskitchen.com or the select retailers. If you go to willaskitchen.com, the code to use is Heal Thyself and you'll receive a discount. All right, everyone, today's special guest, man, look, you've seen some of my closest friends on this show. And today I get another one of my closest friends, immediate community. We hang out every weekend, but just happens to be one of the most brilliant people I know, Dr. Ingrid Mura, right? And I say it with the Spanish accent because we got to represent, right? But she's actually a revolutionary pioneer. And what's happening is they're increasing accessibility to orthodontist-led patient care. So now all of you can get top-level, high-level orthodontic treatment, but at your local dentist office, which is amazing stuff. Ingrid, did I do that any justice? Because what you're doing is so revolutionary that sometimes I can't even put it into words.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So in a nutshell, I'm an orthodontist and I realized that there is a lot of issues why patients aren't seeking high quality care. So it all started 20 years ago where essentially the old world was if you want to straighten your teeth, you go to an orthodontist who does braces. So you're going to be a teenager, you're going to go to your local orthodontist, you get braces, it's your rite of passage, it is what it is. No one else was straightening their teeth because why would you put yourself through metal mouth? Then Invisalign came into the picture and basically made it so that any DDS, so any dentist, any specialist of any sorts could actually be an Invisalign provider. So Invisalign as a system is incredible, but you need expertise to actually make it work. So to actually make the aligners move your teeth, you need that biomechanical expertise. So a lot of people think of clear aligners as this like tech-enabled solution where you no longer need an orthodontist. Like, oh, I could actually just like take a scan of my teeth, send it out, I'll get some aligners in the mail. But what people don't realize is that someone's actually manipulating software to move your teeth. And because of that, there's some expertise required. So just like there's expertise needed to know how to move metal braces, to move your teeth, how to use metal, you need that same expertise for plastic in terms of how to manipulate that plastic to move your teeth. Mm. So that's what we're doing. We're facilitating expert-led care from your dentist's office.
Okay. Guns blazing, like always. Like, I know you. That's how you come. It's amazing because you're so passionate about your work that you can start this conversation in the middle of a supermarket, right? And I think I've seen that happen.
Yeah, it's happened.
So, for us to understand, right? Because there's a lot of us who are like, okay, braces, metal, the advent of Invisalign, which was not something when I had braces, and that's a solution.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that it's not as easy as we may think.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's because when it comes to Invisalign, the expertise isn't fully there. And
yeah.
Is there's a risk for, even though it may straighten our teeth, what is it like long term that our teeth may go back to where it was, or it might just not do the job in itself as a whole? Like, what are you hearing from people who do clear aligners?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Okay, so Invisalign itself is a product. It's a product. It's a tech-enabled product to help move your teeth. So actually, something that really surprises people that I'll explain is like the way clear aligners work. So when you straighten your teeth, you have to have digital representation of your teeth. So either you're taking an impression or you're getting a 3D scan. So that's the hardware component of your teeth. So, or of clear aligners. So you take that teeth data, you take a 3D scan. From there, that 3D scan is uploaded into software. That software, someone is using software to actually move your teeth. Once they actually create what's called your digital treatment plan, from there, aligners are 3D printed using a manufacturing facility. So what was revolutionary about Invisalign 20 years ago is they came up with first the ability to take teeth data, import it into software, move those teeth, and then manufacture aligners based off teeth. Mm-hmm. And for perspective, like you'll get, let's say you're like a 6-month case, you'll get series of aligners that sequentially move your teeth one at a time. Each aligner moves your teeth about 0.2 millimeters. So every month you can expect about a millimeter of tooth movement. So what happens here is that about 7 years ago or so, they lost 40 critical patents. So the 3D scanners are now a total commodity. You'll see all these 3D scanners on the market that are just as good as Invisalign scanner. Invisalign will say that they're not as good because, you know, they have X-ray detection or whatnot. But at its core, it's just a 3D scanner to capture STL files of your teeth to then move. So that's a commodity. The actual manufacturing of aligners is also a commodity. So there's a bunch of manufacturing facilities in the United States. I think there's 28 now that can actually manufacture aligners. So that's where you're seeing all these companies.
That's why they're all popping up, right?
That's where
it's
all
not
the
just Invisalign anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
So now you're seeing all these mail order aligner companies because, you know, tech companies saw, oh, wow, like we can now make our own scanners, our own software to move teeth, and then our own manufacturing facilities to manufacture aligners.
Right.
But the key here is who is moving your teeth at step two? Who's actually moving your teeth? And that's where the orthodontics comes in. That's where people think that, oh, this whole system has replaced orthodontists. But a human being is at step two, actually moving your teeth, actually creating your digital treatment plan. And that's where expertise really comes in. It's how do I move your teeth accurately? And I know you went to dental school, yeah. So you understand the actual how teeth move within your jaw. Mm-hmm. It's engineering. It's like literally engineering. Like we know like torques, moments, forces, like yeah. Centers of rotation, centers of resistance. And we're taking into account how to actually move your teeth within your bone. So it's not easy. It's not something that like an offshore technician, which is what you're getting with these mail order aligner companies, are actually doing or actually know how to do. So when you say like, what are people seeing? They're not getting results. That's the biggest thing is they'll wear their aligners and like 6 months later, they'll be like, I see like a little bit of results. And then at the worst case scenario, they're getting hurt. At the worst case scenario, they're getting, you know, teeth damaged. They're getting bone loss. They're getting, all sorts mm-hmm. of issues. Mm-hmm.
And is that because step two is taken away where now you don't have a trained orthodontist doing the job and
exactly.
someone else who is just like a technician is the one who's aligning your teeth?
Exactly. So the way it works is there's always like a technician intermediary, like with Invisalign. Invisalign has 8,000 technicians in Costa Rica that are working with their providers, their dentists, their oral surgeons, their orthodontists, all their providers who actually move teeth. But there's a back and forth where you're saying, I'm telling the technician, okay, this tooth needs to move 45 degrees. Like, we need to actually like extrude this tooth or else that's going to hurt the TMJ for all these. So you're going back and forth with these technicians. With these mail order aligner companies, there's no provider that they're going back and forth with. So your digital treatment plan is in the hands of a technician.
How's that legal?
Because healthcare laws are not regulating this. It's really wild. It's really crazy because they've kind of portrayed it as like, we don't need providers anymore. But in reality, your teeth are part of your craniofacial structure. The way your teeth move, the way your bite fits together affects your TMJ, affects your headaches, affects kind of your entire system. And so that's why a lot of people are kind of emerging with like open bites. Suddenly you're only biting on your front teeth. You can't bite on your back teeth anymore. Why is that bad? Now you're straining your TMJ. Now you're only occluding on one tooth, which is causing pressure. Now you're getting headaches.
Right.
And so you might think of this as like a cosmetic tweak, but it's actually a medical procedure. So at the end of the day, like if you're going to pursue this, you want to have an orthodontist.
And then we think about not only from the head up, but like the neck down, right? Then all of a sudden we have tightness in our neck, tightness in our shoulders, and massages aren't taking them away because it's all happening by the way our teeth are occluding.
Yeah.
It's incredible stuff. But it's a shock to me to hear that there's technicians that are like, it's like the Wild West.
Literally.
They're moving your teeth.
Yeah.
So are there some companies that are exclusively just have technicians doing it with no orthodontic oversight?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. But Invisalign, when it started, is it still like that, where it has some back and forth between orthodontists and technicians?
Yeah. So I'll kind of break down like the market of clear aligners right now. Mm-hmm. There's those that you can get only through a dentist. That's Invisalign, 3M, ClearCorrect, a couple others. And then there's some that are direct to consumer that you can literally step into what they call like a smile shop, take a 3D scan, and then someone else moves your teeth. Those are the mail order aligner ones. Mm-hmm. So Invisalign and those, you're always going to have a provider. Invisalign, 3M, ClearCorrect, Invisalign obviously being the biggest one. Right. A provider is always going to be looking at your plan. But the problem is that unless you're an orthodontist, you're not getting, not only an orthodontist, but actually an orthodontist who specializes in Invisalign. And the reason why I say this, or specializes in clear aligners, some orthodontists specialize in braces. So they were never trained in moving teeth with plastic.
Right.
So you actually want to go to an Invisalign specialist to actually move your teeth. So if you take a look at the results with Invisalign with a dentist who didn't receive training in moving teeth versus an orthodontist, you can just look at a case study of like 6 months for each. You'll see the progress of like what actually happens, because that foundation of biomechanics can get you results so much faster because you know how to actually move the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So when, let's say there's someone viewing or listening, they go, okay, my kid's teeth are a mess.
Yeah.
And we need to get this fixed because I know it can cause not only jaw problems, but also developmental issues in the face. Traditionally, when I was 13 years old, my dad goes, my son, you need braces. We're going to get you braces.
Yeah.
And then we go. So traditionally, you go to orthodontist, they put metal in your mouth and it takes years, right? Where do we go now? Is the proper way to take a step and to go to an orthodontic office? Because you know my story.
Yeah.
I actually went to a general dentist. My family took me.
Yeah.
And my teeth were messed up.
Yeah.
It put me back 2 years. I had braces for 6 years.
Yeah.
And that's why I went to dental school, because of the lack of confidence I had in my own smile.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest problem you're seeing now? Is it that a lot of general dentists are going, come to me. I can do this for you. It's fine. We're trained in teeth, so it's completely safe. Is that the biggest problem you're seeing?
Exactly. So that's actually such a perfect example. Like for dentists who used to use braces, and some dentists, they still do.
Yeah.
It's not that they're malicious. Like they just don't know that like it actually takes there's a lot that you've got to know how to move teeth healthily, efficiently, and in a way that actually makes sense for the patients. And people don't realize essentially how complicated orthodontics is. It's really complicated.
That's the reason you do what, two years and three years?
3 years. 3 years after 4 years of dental school. And it's like literally nonstop. All we're doing is learning how to move teeth. Like,
and you're an orthodontist. I'm sorry. I didn't even introduce you as such, but you are.
I am an orthodontist.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and,
go on.
And so it's pretty wild because it's just a lack of education. Like in an ideal world, the law should say only a specialist can do certain types of treatment. But unfortunately, we're just not that advanced right now. And so before, like with a general dentist who's using braces, that was kind of few and far between. Now, general dentists doing Invisalign is actually the norm. And it's really because Invisalign has presented itself as this like tech-enabled solution that can empower anyone to straighten teeth. But that's where it's not really the case. And just for perspective, like if we're talking about like the population who wants to straighten their teeth, 1 in 2 patients in the United States, 1 in 2 people want to straighten their teeth right now, which is pretty crazy. Essentially, 30% of them have what's called a class 1 occlusion or a simple bite. Of those, there's a certain percentage of them that general dentists can treat, those that don't have like extreme crowding or like underlying recession or something that's more complicated. And they're probably going to get their patients pretty good results. It's everyone else that they don't treat. They don't generally refer. So even though Invisalign, because of Zoom calls in the past year, Invisalign has doubled its market share as a company. It doubled from $25 billion to $50 billion. And it just goes to show we're all on Zoom calls. We're all assessing our smiles, each other's smiles. And so everyone wants to straighten their teeth now. Even so, the average dental office, there's 200,000 dentists in the United States and only 12,000 orthodontists. The average dental office that offers Invisalign is still only seeing 1 patient a month, even though they have 3,000 patients and half their patients want to straighten their teeth. So that's where our solution really helps everyone involved. It helps dentists, orthodontists, and patients because we're helping those patients achieve access to high quality care conveniently from their dental office with their dentist on our platform as the quarterback, kind of just making sure that like their oral health is in line and they're receiving healthy treatment.
And it's incredible because that aligns with us at Heal Thyself, right? Because we're talking about holistic approaches and to have a team, which is integrative health as a whole. That's how I worked in cancer as a team. If we have a team, then we can optimize patient results.
Exactly.
So for a dentist to make sure, okay, look, you're undergoing orthodontic treatment, but now we're also taking care and making sure that you are, let's say, predisposed to gum inflammation. Well, why?
Yeah.
And making sure that the patient is doing better. So that's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So your solution now, two front, is essentially, man, I tell my friends, like, well, what does Ingrid do?
We're working on, it's a three-sided marketplace, so it's pretty complicated. So we're still working on like the easy, like one sentence way to describe it.
Right.
But it's essentially, it's a fundamentally new way for orthodontists to build practices online primarily, and then out of local dental offices. Mm-hmm. So in our world, in our future world, orthodontists, they're not opening up brick and mortar practices anymore. The traditional way that you operate as an orthodontist is you take out a loan, you open up a brick and mortar practice, you start a Yelp account, you start a Google account, you attract patients.
Right.
We're saying you don't need to do that anymore. This is actually the Shopify of orthodontic practices. You have your local general dentists that have the brick and mortar spaces, have the patients. Because the thing about clear aligners, unlike braces, I was in braces for 4 years. Mm-hmm. With braces, you're going in each and every month and you're having your wires changed and you're having to, you remember,
trauma.
Get out of school.
Yeah.
Pain. There's so much involved. With clear aligners, 80% of your visits can be virtual.
Wow.
Literally, because we're just checking all that orthodontic work is that step two that we talked about. It's all the digital treatment planning and the biomechanics. So as long as an orthodontist is doing that really well, after that, they're basically monitoring you to make sure that you're on track, to make sure that you're progressing according to plan. Mm-hmm. Now, most patients need another scan and they need to make sure that their aligners basically stop fitting at one point, at which point they take a new scan and they do what's called a refinement treatment plan. They order new aligners and they give you, and they keep going with treatment. Sometimes some attachments have to be replaced and whatnot. And that's what those in-person visits are for. And that's why they have to go to those local dental offices to actually place those attachments and do any IPR or interproximal reduction, which is the tooth filing.
Right. So this is the brilliance behind, this is my appreciation and my simplistic view of what's going on.
Yeah.
The brilliance of it is that there's a lot more dental offices than there are orthodontic offices.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Across the country.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if I have a kid, meaning, you know, he or she's 12 years old and it's time for this, I can go and I live like, let's say in Bismarck and there's not, you know, it's not a big city. I get to bring my child to a dentist office connected to you where they can get proper dental oral hygiene and oral prep for a orthodontic visit and then get into clear aligners in a safe way.
Yeah.
Now I know that through your company, Two Front, there's not a technician in Costa Rica just doing this treatment plan, but my kid is going to get the maximum amount of orthodontic treatment. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And but the so you're increasing accessibility with safety.
Yeah. And to that point, 60% of U.S. counties do not have an orthodontist.
60%?
Yeah.
Of U.S. counties?
Of U.S. counties.
That's incredible.
And that's why these mail order aligner companies exploded. People right. all over were like, now I have access to orthodontics.
Right.
You don't. You have access to a product, not an orthodontist. Right. And so by kind of giving orthodontists this operating system to work from local practices around them, we can treat way more people efficiently, healthily, and with expert-led care.
Unbelievable. This is why when I introduce you, I even removed that you were an orthodontist because you're a pioneer. First.
Appreciate that.
who happens to be an orthodontist. So when you were in practice, I really want to talk about, because you're so passionate about it. You're obviously living your purpose. You're giving people and elevating humanity this gift through your talents of, you know, being so assertive and jumping and, you know, creating from scratch. When did you decide you wanted to do this? When did you decide? I know you were practicing as an orthodontist in New York yeah. City. When did you decide, oh God, there's a problem and I'm gonna do something about it. Not my business partner friend who graduated from Harvard. I'm gonna do something about it. What was that aha moment?
Yeah, yeah. So it's funny now, like that I kind of switched from like the orthodontic. I'm obviously still really ingrained in the orthodontic community, but also like the startup community. It's really hard. It's really hard to launch a business. And I say like, for me, I have 25 years essentially of like passion behind this because I decided when I was 9 years old to become an orthodontist. Mm-hmm. I went through my own crazy experience. I was just like insecure little fourth grader. Mm-hmm. And I remember I used to practice in the mirror, like smiling in a very strained way so that you didn't see all the craziness that was happening in my mouth.
Okay.
Because I was so insecure about my teeth.
Yeah.
This is before Google existed. I asked Jeeves, is the mouth reduction a thing?
Like just to reduce your mouth?
Literally, I had no idea. I was just a little girl and I was like, my mouth is just so big and weird. Uh-huh. And so I was literally asking Jeeves that. Uh-huh. So then turns out I just wanted orthodontics. I met my orthodontist. I went through 4 years of braces. I had an incredible experience. Everyone else is complaining, wires, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, my smile is getting nicer.
Right.
Then it's the eighth grade. I took off my braces. And I'll never forget the slimy feeling of like running my tongue.
Oh, I remember that feeling.
It's amazing. You're just sitting there and you're like, oh my God, like,
what no more braces,
this?
New mouth.
And then I look in the mirror and I was so thrilled. It was the first time that I felt like, wow, I can just smile as big as I want. And it really like empowered me. It really changed my life. Like even a month later, I'm like trying out for sports. Like I'm like on the soccer team now. I'm like doing better in school, have relationships with my teachers. I just felt empowered. Mm-hmm. And I realized how important a smile is. Like not just for other people. You brighten up someone else's day by smiling, but you're also brightening up yourself internally. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to dedicate my life to empowering people. Mm-hmm. So again, that was like fourth grade, fast forward 20 years, essentially. I started residency at Harvard Dental in 2015. And I basically realized that was the same year that Smile Direct Club launched. And I was like sitting there being like, oh my God, this is wild. Like you can strain your teeth in the mail, but I still hadn't learned orthodontics yet. Right. I'm like going into residency. So I was like, oh man, maybe people don't need me anymore.
right when you're getting in too.
Right when I'm getting in. And then I started learning about it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so incredibly complicated. For perspective, like I wouldn't have treated like a friend or my mom or like anyone like comfortably without supervision from like from an orthodontist, mm-hmm. a licensed orthodontist, until like my 3 years of residency were over. And that's after nonstop learning biomechanics. That's how complicated it is.
Wow.
That's how many things can go wrong when you're actually moving your teeth. And so while I was going through school at that very first year, I basically realized like, oh my God, marketing dollars can actually just be used as like a pile of money to trick people.
Right.
All these really smart people are coming to me saying, hey, can I straighten my teeth in the mail? And I'm sitting here like pulling up like my biomechanics notes, like showing them like torques and like moments of rotation. And I was like, no, like you can't do this without an expert.
Yeah.
And that's when I really became passionate about building something that actually gave people what they wanted. Orthodontics, like it's antiquated. Like no one wants to get metal anymore. No one wants to wait 28 days, which is the average amount of time that you're waiting for an orthodontic practice. consultation.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't want to wait in a lobby. You don't want to go every month. You don't want this like old school experience. So what I loved about these companies is the modernization of the patient experience. And I'm trying to bring both. We're trying to bring the modernization of the patient experience conveniently to your office, but always with your orthodontist, because you need your orthodontist as your quarterback your entire time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now I understand where the birth, the genesis of this passion.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting that synchronicity was involved, because you're sitting there, stepping into residency.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. So yeah. You really did ask yourself, am I not needed?
Yeah.
And then coming on out, you're like, hell yeah, I'm needed and more, but I love the modernization.
Yeah.
So how can we work with both worlds? And that's sort of what you're pioneering here in the field, which is incredible, because I love that you're sort of dictating in many ways, and I love to see how this unfolds over the years, the future of orthodontics.
Yeah.
The future of literally clear teeth.
Yeah, that's what we're
clear and
building.
Straight teeth. Like this is what you're building, and I believe that. So I'm gonna switch gears a little bit.
Let's do it.
Because I already feel your passion. The viewers, listeners, they know you're passionate about it. What plate? Because you work. I mean, like Monday through Friday, like you're up early and you are on calls and you're hiring and firing, and you're one of the hardest working people I know in my circle and in my life, right? What place does a good community, what place does having good, solid, foundational friends have for you in order for you to wake up on Monday morning and go, okay, I can do this? Does it play a role at all for you?
You know, it's everything. Before, as you know, before last year, I was kind of feeling ungrounded in my community. I was kind of in this transition from, you know, New York to California, and, you know, our business transitioned from a consumer-facing one to a dentist-facing one. And it, through all of this, I didn't really have a really solid, grounded community. And when I did find that, it really transformed my life. You know, I it's kind of just like this place of love that you feel just trust and connection and no judgment, and just the best way to put it is it's just pure love.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. And that really kind of, it keeps me going. You know, it's, if we have like our Wednesday dinners, it's like, I look forward to it. Like I can be yelled at on the phone, and like, I come here and I'm like, everything's okay.
Right.
And I stay grounded and I stay present, and it's really everything.
The community.
Yeah.
And have you found that like it's helped your mental health?
Yes.
Yeah. Having a solid community.
Yeah. It's everything. There's so many things you can do if you're mental health on your own, working out, eating healthy, but community is everything. Community is that layer on top that keeps you feeling fulfilled and full, and like your glass is completely full.
And so you can show up on Monday through Friday and go through it all.
Yeah.
And work really hard. Yeah, because, and that's a groundedness. You use the word groundedness. It's like sort of a home base of knowing that you can show up with people who are vibrating at the same capacity and frequency as you are, right?
Yeah.
And the one thing I'm not sure if I was talking to you or I was talking to our friend Dr. Mary about this, but it's interesting because the greatness that your close community sees in you, you reciprocate that and seeing greatness in them, but they don't see it within themselves and you don't see it within yourself.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is it's a culmination of people who are in their power and in their greatness and they don't even see it.
Yeah, totally.
Until we remind each other with like a beautiful mirror and going like, wow, Ingrid is the hardest working person I know. Well, I work pretty damn hard too now that I think about it, you know? And like, wow, Ingrid is really a pioneer. And then you look at yourself and go, well, I'm pioneering too. And it's just literally a mirror of the beauty that is consistent within everyone in that community. When you were in New York, did you have any community?
I did. And I love my friends who I've always had my whole life. It's not the community that I have now.
What's the difference? Because there's people listening and they go, I have a community, I have close friends, and we go out to eat every Friday and we have wine every Wednesday. What's the difference?
It's a good question in terms of how to actually put it into words. You know, I think the difference that I feel is just like within our community, it's just pure just like love and no judgment and like the freedom to be fully ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think that's like we're just like the silliest and can just do whatever we want. And our community will just always, we just love each other. Mm-hmm. I think that's the crucial part of it. I think that the lack of judgment is probably the most important thing.
The lack of judgment. And that creates a safe space to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
And to me, that is the root of all health.
Yep.
Mental and physical health is like exposing your authenticity
yep.
without fear and without feeling vulnerable.
Yep.
And I think that a community can allow, a true community
yep.
can allow you to do that. I mean, I have communities outside of here where, yeah, I can show up and we can laugh about like, remember in 1999, what happened? Oh, how about the time in high school or in college? But are you truly being your most expressive self? And totally. Do you have that safe space? And I think that is a true community is one that can allow you to be your most expressive self.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's like your most authentic self.
Yeah.
It's like you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, be whoever you want to be because you feel empowered to be that person because you feel such a safe space.
And then have you found that being your authentic self or expressive self, has that leaked over into other parts of your life?
Oh, yeah. I think I have a work coach mm-hmm. who I work with. And what we talk about is like, there's your work self and then there's your weekend self. And I struggle with stress at work. And what I'm finding is that over the past couple of months, my weekend self is now just merging into being my work self. And I'm learning how to actually just be myself and only have one self throughout.
Powerful. Yeah. So it is leaking.
Yeah.
Do you find that So a lot of people don't know what we bond a lot is in our Latin roots.
Yeah.
Right. So it's funny because it's a really nice bond to have because we understand in a certain situation that would not happen in our house.
Yeah.
Or something would be said before that would happen.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. But we also know that in a Latin culture, it's really. Unfortunately, there's a lot of toxic masculinity. There's a lot of closeness, especially of the male figure, the yeah. masculine. And maybe you and I have gone through things like that. Have you found that your authenticity is sort of like opening up a little bit more, even within that relationship with
home? Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I do think so. I think what you're saying is totally right. We've talked about this before. Like we're first gen, like we're not fully, you know, Latina. We weren't born there and, you know, Spanish isn't our first language in the sense that's what we're speaking every single day, but we're still like very culturally Latino. Mm-hmm. And I am finding that now, like I'm finding my voice more with my family. I'm finding that I will be much more loving, even though it's not traditionally, you know, the way we chat with each other. I always joke, like, I never had a dinner, like a family dinner growing up. Mm-hmm. It was always like, how'd you do in school? Like, yes. What'd you get on that test? Yeah. And now I'm like, you know, trying to bring that, like, how are you? Like, right. How are you as a person? Like, I appreciate you and I love you. Oh. And it's starting with my sisters, my four younger sisters. And I think it's really like carrying into our family.
Same. That's so powerful because we're able to leak. And isn't that beautiful that it can just start with a group of people who love each other?
Yeah.
And that it you're bringing more light into your own family.
Totally. Who,
and we don't know if all of a sudden that light, which illuminates your mom and dad or sisters, that gets illuminated to their friends and their family. Right?
Exactly.
Isn't that beautiful?
It totally is. It's so powerful.
Yeah. To see when you feel love or loved or authentic,
yeah.
that it can make a change in the world that is way more than you can ever imagine.
It's the most powerful thing in the world. You just forget how much power you have if you bring that feeling of safety to other people around you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as a first generation Latino, mm-hmm. first of all, I'm going to preface this by everyone understanding that I speak better Spanish than Ingrid. we've tested this out. Actually, we know. Okay, this is where I'm going to humble myself. The time we were, I think after like we had a night out and we stopped and you guys got tacos on the street.
Yeah.
And we were having a conversation with the lady.
Yeah.
And we asked her who speaks better. And she said, you by far. and I think I actually said that I was embarrassed, but I ended up saying that I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Because exactly. Embarazado. Embarazado is pretty much the same word. And intuitively, as a Latin man, you would think embarazado means embarrassed.
Yeah. Not the case.
But it's not the case.
Vergüenza,
yeah. But there's a lot of people actually who are first generation. It doesn't matter if it's Latin, but their parents were immigrants.
Yeah.
What is the biggest struggle you found in that part of your life when you were young, particularly as being first generation? Because you and I really wanted to like dive deep into this.
Yeah.
Did you find troubles in sort of integrating into the American culture, even though you're American?
Yeah.
Was there a space between that? Did you find?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I grew up in New Orleans. We were like the only Latin American family in New Orleans. I mean, at least that I knew of in central New Orleans. You know, it was crazy. You know, our high school had like 3 Black kids, like 3 Asian kids, like, you know, 6, you know, whatever it was. And like, we were the only Latin Americans. And I think for all of us, like, we're kind of the outsiders. We're always kind of, it didn't feel like a melting pot of any sort. And so it's a very clear difference. Culturally, you know, like I was saying before, not having like family dinners. Mm-hmm. And that's something that our family never valued. And I realized how valuable it is to other families. And so I know that what we've talked about is how important it is to actually give these first generation kids that sense of community, even if they are Americanized. Mm-hmm. Because even if you are culturally Americanized, your roots are always still somewhere else, which will make you feel that difference.
It's really powerful because just like you, I went to primarily Jewish. My town was primarily Jewish.
Yeah.
And my school had very few Black or Latin kids or even any ethnicity. Yeah. So it wasn't very diverse.
Yeah.
And you feel that. And I'm hoping a lot of viewers and listeners can sort of attribute that to their upbringing or maybe their kids. But we feel that maybe there is a point in our lives where we can really start appreciating our culture. Because when I was a kid, I knew that my dad was Ecuadorian, my mom was Puerto Rican, but I never really got into the culture.
Yeah.
So maybe like bringing that to our children, whether you're Latin, Ethiopian, you know, Polish, but that culture is really important because it wasn't until recently as an adult where I started exploring the mysticism, the spirituality, the alternative medicine, the herbalism of Ecuadorian culture. And I was like, holy shit, that's in me.
Yeah.
Like there's something deep. There's a deep calling in there. And that's for all of us to really explore. Like, have you looked at that part of you? Like the culture of where El Salvador, right?
Mm-hmm.
What that means and maybe like reconnecting and what ways you can reconnect. Have you found that?
So I haven't fully yet, but mm-hmm. It's this fine line of your parents are trying to get you to assimilate. Like, you know, our parents get here, they're learning English, they're like trying to make it in America, they're starting this new life, and like assimilation is the push. I think it's a push for all of us,
right?
Every first gen person, it doesn't matter where you're from. But then we always hit a point, whether it's at like 18 or 25 or 30 or even 35, and you're like, what does this mean to me? You know, what are my roots? I think for me, El Salvador is the most dangerous country in the world.
Yeah.
San Salvador, and I think it's 3 cities in El Salvador that are the most dangerous countries in the world.
Unbelievable.
So I haven't been back since I was like 17. And so it's hard because all of my family is there. You know, it's all of our culture is there. All of our family parties, our weddings, everything are there. So I'm still trying to figure out like that balance of like when it makes sense to really dig in. Mm-hmm. And like, is it safe? Can I go back? How can I go back in a safe way?
Mm-hmm. I love that you're bringing that up. But yeah, that's there for all of us though, just to reinforce it. Like, maybe you can't go back to your country.
Yeah.
But maybe just looking into some roots, something will resonate. But just getting back to our cultural roots is so beautiful and important for us to look at, even if we're trying to be Americanized when we're young.
Totally.
It's a really beautiful process. Look, we learned about all of the technical stuff that you're doing in this life, the pioneering. We talked about community. We talked about our culture and how I speak better Spanish than you. Is there anything that's in your heart that you want to say before we wrap this up?
You know, I think we covered it all.
Yeah. Yeah, we covered it all. You
we
feel
covered
good
a
about
lot.
It.
We covered a lot of grounds.
So the next time you come on this show, I want to talk about relationship dynamics.
Perfect.
It's going to be really, because you and I have these relationships and we're exploring them and really learning about what it is to be us and authentic in them. So
yeah.
I think that'll make for a good conversation next time.
I love it. I'm excited.
You're coming down next time?
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Ingrid. Where do we find you?
Dr. Ingrid Mira is my Instagram handle.
Okay. You post sometimes. You're going to post some more.
I'll post some more.
And then the company is called?
Mytwofront.com.
Okay. Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.